So let's review. The Gemara on this daf teaches about a number of different brachas that are recited upon seeing various things. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Abnuna. Haroya uchlasi Yisrael oimer baruch chacham harazim. One who sees a multitude of Jews says, blessed is the sage of secrets. The Gemara later qualifies this ruling. Ein uchlasa p'chusa mishishim ribay. This brach is only recited upon seeing a crowd of 600,000 Jews. Ein uchlasa b'bavol. This brach is only recited in Eretz Yisrael. Uchlasi oib dikachavim. If one sees a multitude of idolaters, he says the pasuk, your mother is embarrassed, and so on. The Gemara then brings a braisa which explains that the bracha baruch chacham harazim upon seeing a multitude of Jews is an expression of our admiration of the fact that Hashem knows what each person is thinking, despite the fact that she'ein daitim doy mezel azeh ve'ein partzufein doy mezel azeh. Each person has his own individual appearance and mind. The braisa then relates that Ben Zayma once saw a multitude of Jews while he was standing on the step of the Har Habayis, and in addition to the above-mentioned bracha of Baruch Chacham Harazim, Ben Zayma added, Baruch Shebaruch Kol Eilu L'Sham Sheni, blessed is Hashem who created all of these people to serve me. He recognized that he was the beneficiary of the efforts of many people, and for this he praised Hashem. He would often remark, Kam Yegiyis Yoga Adam Rishon at Shemotza Pas Lechel. Now, how many steps of labor are involved in producing a loaf of bread or an article of clothing? How difficult would it be to do all this work by myself? How fortunate am I to wake up each morning and find all these things ready and available for me? Having mentioned the fact that Ben Zayma expressed his gratitude to Hashem for providing his needs, the Gemara notes that Ben Zayma used to teach about the importance of expressing gratitude to one's host for providing for him. Ben Zayma used to say, Oyuch tov mahu oimer. Kamatirch is torach balabayis b'shvili. A good guest remarks, now how much effort has my host expended in my behalf? He expresses gratitude for his host as if all the food and delicacies that were served were prepared exclusively for him. By contrast, Oyuch ram mahu oimer. Matirch torach balabayis zeh. A bad and ungrateful guest says, now what did the host do for me? All of his efforts were in preparing the meal were really on behalf of his own family, and I only ate a little bread and drank a little wine from the food that the host had prepared anyway. Continuing the topic of different blessings, the Gemara cites a braisa that teaches, one who sees great Jewish sages says, blessed is he who imparts from his wisdom to those who fear him. And upon seeing non-Jewish sages, one says, blessed is he who gave from his wisdom to those he created. One who sees Jewish king says, blessed is he who imparts of his glory to those who fear him. And upon seeing non-Jewish kings, one says, blessed is he who gave of his glory to those he created. Note the different terms used. For Chachmei or Malchi Yisrael, we say, Shechalak Michachmasi or Michvaydei. Hashem shared his wisdom or honor with Yireyav, those who fear him. For Chachmei or Malchi Akum, we say, Shenasan Michachmasi or Michvaydei. Hashem gave of his wisdom or honor, Libri Yosef, to those he created. The Gemara then brings a story about how Rav Sheshes, who despite being blind, went to witness the king's procession and recite the above-mentioned bracha. A tzaduki mocked Rav Sheshes, asking him how he expected to know when to recite the bracha since he was blind. Rav Sheshes, however, demonstrated that he could figure out when the king was passing by based on his hearing. When the crowd became silent, Rav Sheshes knew the king was passing by, and he recited the bracha. He based this on the pasuk in the prophecy of Eliyahu HaNavi, Va'acher ha'esh kol demo medaka, and after the fire came a still, thin sound. The Gemara then tells of a story where Rav Shila got into trouble with the king because he administered corporal punishment without permission from the government. While the court was looking into his case, Rav Shila began saying the pasuk L'cha Hashem HaGedula BaGavura, etc., which speaks of great praise for Hashem, and he explained it to the officer that he was blessing Hashem for establishing royalty on earth that reflects royalty of heaven. Seeing how much Rav Shila respected the king, they presented him with a rod, a symbol of authority for him to administer justice as he sees fit. The Gemara then expounds on all the words of the aforementioned pasuk L'cha Hashem HaGedula VaGavura VaTiferes and cites several approaches. Among the many interpretations, the Gemara cites the last two words of this pasuk, L'choil L'roish, Afilo Reshgar Gisa Min Shema Yemanulai. Even the most minor position of authority is appointed from heaven. The Gemara relates a story where Rav Chisda sighed upon seeing the house of Rav Chana bar Chaniloi in ruins. For as Rav Chisda explained, there was a house where tremendous amounts of chesed and charity was performed. After Ula made several unsuccessful attempts to console Rav Chisda, he finally consoled him by saying, "Dai le'evet sheker rabbi." It is enough for a servant to be like his master. Meaning, since the Beis HaMikdash, the house of Hashem, is in ruins, you cannot expect the house of Hashem's servant to be any better. The Gemara brings several more brachas. Haroi Kivri Yisrael, Oima Baruch Hashem Yotzer Eschem Bedin. One who sees graves of Jews says, "Blessed is he who created you in judgment." Kivri Avdu Kachavim Maimer, Busha Imchem. Upon seeing the graves of idolaters, one says the verse, "Your mother is embarrassed." Amar Rav Yishua ben Levi, Haroi Chaveru La'achar Shloshim Yoyim, Oima Baruch Shachiyanu. Rav Yishua ben Levi said, one who sees his friend after a lapse of 30 days says the brach of Shachiyanu. La'achar Shneim Asa Chaydish, Baruch Mechaya Mason. If one sees his friend after a 12-month lapse, he says, "Blessed are you who resurrects the dead." The Brisa says, "Ra esakushi vesakicher, oime baruch mishana bris." One who sees a particularly unusually looking person says, "Blessed is he who diversifies the creatures." Another Brisa teaches that the same bracha is recited on unique looking animals, such as an elephant, monkey, or an owl. If one sees a person who became deformed, such as an amputee or a person smitten by boils, he says, "Baruch Dayana Emes, blessed is the true judge." As the Gemara points out, "Ha mimei imoy," the bracha Baruch Mishana Abriyas is said when the unusual condition is from birth. "Ha basa disyalim," the bracha Baruch Dayana Emes is said when this condition happened after birth. "Ra Abriyas Taivais Vilanas Taivais, I'm a Baruch Shekachalei Bailamim." One who sees beautiful creatures or trees says, "Blessed are you who has such things in this world." The Gemara now continues with the brachas mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. The Mishnah stated, "Al hazikin, one who sees zikin makes the bracha shekoyche ugvrasay moliyolam." Shmuel explains the meaning of zikin as koychvo deshavit, which seems to be a shooting star or a comet. The Daf then concludes with a discussion about the constellations and the zodiac cycle.